Defense.
Yeah.
Edge. Nolan Smith is who they're projecting from Georgia. Yeah. Edge rusher. I love in this mock draft, guess what the Green Bay Packers are going to pick?
A wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Quentin Johnson.
Who's a really good wide receiver. They really want the Ohio State kid. Really, really want the he has the really long name. Jackson Smith Njigba.
Yeah. Njigba.
And this would be the other one. This is the reason I hate drafts and I hate all of this is because you look at things. In the NFL, in order to be a really good offense, you have to have a good quarterback, you have to have good wide receivers, a good tight end, and a running game. And if Bijan Robinson is the best player in this draft, who gives a flying crap if he's a running back? If he can help you, I see all these teams like the Chicago Bears. They need more. They need to protect Justin Fields, so I get that. If I'm the Atlanta Falcons and I'm sitting at 8, and right now in my draft, who do you have in your draft? I have Christian Gonzalez, a cornerback from Oregon. It's a good pick.
For which pick?
Number 8 for the Falcons. Who do they have?
Number 8 for the Falcons. Traded to Tennessee. Tennessee getting Anthony Richardson.
I think Atlanta stays there, and I think Atlanta takes Bijan Robinson.
I like the one at 10 because it's Philadelphia trades with New Orleans. They got Luka Van Ness going pick number 10
and they did
from Iowa.
They lost.
Going to Philly.
They lost 6 All-Stars. All-Pro, I guess in the NFL it's called. 6 All-Pros on defense. They have to replace the defense. Luka Van Ness is going to be – that's going to be a good pickup. If I'm the
Bijan Robinson is all the way down LA Chargers at the 18th pick with Chargers getting a trade from the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, he's not lasting to 18. I just can't see him lasting until that long. I've seen like in this one here, I think Dalton Kincaid is the first tight end picked. Sam LaPorta has moved up
with Cincinnati.
On mine, they had him going to the Packers.
They've got him in this one here in the 28th pick going to Cincinnati. This does Will. Iowa State, help me. Just
Will McDonald.
Do you have him in your going first round?
Okay, so in this one, Luke Van Ness goes to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay could really use him.
Yeah. Tampa Bay could use a lot of things. I was going to say, I do not have Will in this
they had him,
one.
Yeah, they had him going 31 to Kansas City. Boy, that'd be huge.
Well, that's to break the, what they say, the 50-some year drought of a first-round draft pick from Iowa State.
I think he's going to go in the first round. I really do.
If it doesn't go first, I've heard he could drop all the way to 4.
Yeah, I don't see that either, but I get it. I mean, they did that. Kansas City was out of the – they had a pick, and then they went out, and then they came back in to get George Karfalatis, and who played really, really well for them last year. Will McDonald is even – I think he's a better player. So a lot of tight ends.
This one, they've got Kansas City in the 31st pick. Anton Harrison, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma.
They lost a tackle too.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's going to be as always, we're going to know the first 4 to 6, and then we're going to go, oh – yeah, I forgot about him. He's going to here. And then you start putting parts and pieces in where
because
people need.
You have to find where quarterbacks are going to go. And I think that I do. I really do. Bijan Robinson, I think, will change the draft. But we're going to have to wait and see. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. B Styles coming up next.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3, 1700, The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700, The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700, The Champ, at Steve on Sports, at ScottBrower_13, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700, The Champ as well. This segment's going to be brought to you by DeMorn Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. 3 locations, 6001 Westdown Parkway, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, and 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DMOS Urgent Injury Clinics are open at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. I want to thank DMOS for being a part of our program. My next guest, he is at DB Styles on Twitter. B, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I think the last 24 hours, I felt like Tim Robbins from Shawshank Redemption when he finally gets out of the prison. Because that's basically what the last 30 years have been like with the Bears having to deal with Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers. Now the Batman's finally gone. He can't hurt me anymore.
Right. Jordy Love doesn't give that same connotation, does he?
No. And look, I know there's going to be some Packer fans that might be listening, and I'm just going to say this. Could he very well be decent? Sure. Will he probably win at least one game against Chicago next season? Possibly. But do I think he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback for them for the next 15 years like those last two guys?
No.
Absolutely not. In fact, I think I would be more nervous about him being so much of a bust that they end up lucking into Caleb Williams or Drake May next year than that would be anything else as far as him panning out is concerned. But yeah, that was kind of the big news here over the last 24 hours. I think it's had an impact in terms of how you look at the draft as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and you're going to find out, you know, what the Green Bay Packer front office looks like. You're going to find out really what Matt LaFleur can do or can't do, because I think he was beating his head up against a brick wall too, just because. I mean, Scott said that earlier on the show today that, you know, I think all those guys just are taking a deep breath today and going, okay, I don't know where we're going, but it's got to be better than the pain that's been these last couple of years. So, you know, good luck.
I got a question to throw out there since we're discussing this. How would you feel if you saw the Green Bay Packers take, say, a Jackson Smith and Jigba at 13, and they finally use a first-round pick on a wide receiver or, like, some sort of weapon that they never did for Aaron Rodgers all those years? Would that be, like, a level petty that you'd be there for Thursday night?
Oh, I would.
One of the mock drafts we were looking at, it's the Quentin Johnson from TCU. Green Bay is going to take him, a wide receiver.
I'm definitely that petty. I would do it in a heartbeat. I would do it quietly. I'm quietly petty. I'm not outwardly petty.
Oh, you're petty, all right.
I am. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to help the New York Jets. We talked about that. I wanted your take on this. Sure. I don't think Robert Saleh and I don't think Nathaniel Hackett are good coaches. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think he's going to have fun on wins. But when he gets some losses and you have to, you've dealt with media before, B. You get the New York media.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Here's what I'll say. I think that I would presume the Jets would be a playoff team with him. Now, do I think they can win the division? That's really difficult to say because Buffalo is still there, although I do think the Bills could take a step back.
Me too.
Just after the last
Scott
few years.
Too.
But then you also got to look at Miami. Because you have, when he's healthy, Tua has been productive.
Really
for them.
Big football helmet.
They still have Tyreek Hill. They still have Jalen Waddle.
Wow.
And oh, by the way, they just got Vic Fangio as their defensive coordinator, and they added Jalen Ramsey to the secondary. And just real quick with Fangio, he was in Chicago when the Bears had success defensively there that first year under Matt Nagy. And prior to that, he was in San Francisco with Jim Harbaugh when they were beating Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs.
And
so
in Denver with the Broncos.
There's one defensive coordinator that could maybe, you know, have enough of a scheme to at least limit what he does for the New York Jets. I think it would be him, and I think it would be Miami. So it could be difficult for them just in their own division. But as far as making the playoffs are concerned, I think that has to be the bare minimum if you're a Jet fan now, just in light of everything else that you got around him.
Especially if you're only going to get him for a year. I mean, if he comes in and goes, you know what, let's take this whatever signing bonus, it's $50 million. Most of that salary is signing bonus. And let's do it over 2 years, make my contract be 2 years. I'll be here for 2 years. I think that would be a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens after that. But, you know, okay, Scott, here's the other thing I was thinking about. Just when it came up with the helmet.
Yeah.
That if you're in Miami in a home field, you just put little soft spots in different places so he knows when he falls, he falls on the soft grass.
A discussion we have all the time is you just need a quarterback that runs the plan, doesn't make mistakes, and doesn't always have to be. They're putting Tua on this pedestal that he needs to be a savior like Pat Mahomes or whatever. Just let him do his thing and leave him alone.
I got to throw in there, too, since you were talking about the potential, like when he has to play Miami twice, the schedule is going to be a factor, too, because if they have to play them early in the season when it's still going to be hot down there, that's going to be a huge advantage for the Dolphins.
That's true.
And absolutely.
Scott has under, and once again, we're talking to Brendan Stiles. He's at DB Stiles on Twitter. Also have Scott in here with me today. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You know, he's trying to tease me that Lamar Jackson is going to get traded out of Baltimore. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I want him out of Baltimore because I want him to succeed, and he'll never succeed there. He had him today. There's a couple of places in there that San Francisco is going to maneuver around and try to get Lamar Jackson. What would you think of that?
That would be, I can't see San Francisco doing it just because I think they're comfortable with what they have with Brock Purdy, even when he comes back from his injury. The one thing I will say, though, with regard to Lamar, I think the fact that they got Odell Beckham Jr. to go there, I don't think OBJ goes to Baltimore if he doesn't think Lamar's his quarterback. So that would lead me to think that at some point the stalemate between the two is going to end and he's going to be back with the Ravens for at least one more year.
You don't think it was the extra $5 million that Baltimore paid him that nobody else was willing to pay him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could obviously end up being a factor as well. But I do think that the relationships, they matter. And it could be something where he might put up with it for a year just because he's looking at it from the perspective of he's going to try to get more of his own money. He's going to, you know, beg it so Odell gets paid on the market and maybe gets another opportunity next year somewhere. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But even then, the AFC North is a tough division because you still got Cincinnati you got to deal with.
Yep.
You got Pittsburgh, I have to think, even with the season they ended up having, they almost made the playoffs last year. You got to think that Kenny Pickett will be better in his second year, and who knows what they're going to do in the draft. And then even with Cleveland, like, I'm not particularly high on the Browns, but at least now they're going to have Deshaun Watson for a full offseason to work with, and he's going to have a full year to work with.
But if we're looking at the NBA and the NHL playoffs,
yeah.
Any surprises? There's a lot going on, but it's not chalk as normal though.
I think the biggest surprise right now is what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. And granted, I know Giannis has been hurt, but to be down 3-1 and they got him back last night and they still gave up that game to Jimmy Butler.
That was a crazy.
Yeah, can the Bucks win three straight? Sure. I think that they probably will even – I'll even go as far as saying that they'll win for sure tomorrow night, just being back at home in Milwaukee. But can they win a game six down in Miami? That's going to be the big question, because if they do that and they get a game seven back at home, then I like their chances. But if they don't and they end up flaming out in the first round after having the best record in the league, I think the questions that were surrounding Mike Budenholzer, especially before they won that championship 2 years ago, I think they start creeping their ugly heads back, if you will, around Milwaukee. Especially now, because with that Aaron Rodgers trade happening, there's even more of a spotlight now on the Bucks than there would be before, because there's not going to be as much expectation with the Packers going into next year, at least if you're looking at it from a Wisconsin angle.
I agree with you. I think he's definitely out. And I think the general manager could be out too, because it's not a great roster either. You have a great player, and I don't think all the pieces around him are of that same quality that you would like. Even though it's in the Eastern Conference, I think it's a little easier sometimes. But I don't think that they've done Giannis right either. Plus Chris Middleton's injured all the time. You can't have one of your, you know, your fifth scorer be Grayson Allen. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work in the NBA. So
well,
you've got
to
figure
something
out.
You also have to wonder, too, how much longer they're going to be able to keep Brook Lopez around, because you got to think at some point he's going to get a payday.
Right. And not having him healthy is really hurt. He gives them another three-point shooter of anything else. Anything shocked you in the NHL?
Well, Edmonton came back and won game four, so that series is two. I think the Seattle Kraken, the fact that they're going toe-to-toe with Colorado right now, when you consider that they were just an expansion team a year ago and the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup last year, and you see that series knotted up at 2-2 going back to Denver for game five. That's one that if Seattle wins, I won't call it a major upset, but it would definitely be an upset if it happens. And I also have to say, too, with New Jersey being able to come back and tie that series at 2-2 after losing the first two games at home like they did, to go into MSG and beat the Rangers twice to make that a series again, I think that says a lot about the resilience that they got there in New Jersey. It speaks to the season that they were having up to this point. So, you know, at the very least, they're giving the Rangers a fight, and that, you know, will be telling as far as the next round is concerned, because you got to think that Carolina probably puts away the Islanders tonight, and then Boston will put away Florida tomorrow night. So, and you have those two teams advancing, and they've been the two best teams in the league this year, so that's not a huge surprise either. So I guess it would be Seattle, just in terms of the fact that they haven't gotten swept and they're not down 3-1.
The Kraken, that's a pretty cool sweater too, man. That's good stuff.
I got friends from Yakima, Washington State, and they're always sporting their stuff. So.
That is really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Just jumping back to the NBA really quick.
Yep.
Least surprising final two teams would be who?
Would be Boston. I think probably Denver at this point.
See, and I'm kind of excited if Denver can. I think. The Joker's kind of taking some hits.
It's going to be telling against the Phoenix Suns, but the two things they're going to have going for them, one is the home court, and then to go along with that is all the minutes that you've seen KD and Chris Paul and Devin Booker already play against the Clippers team that's been shorthanded.
Right.
That could be something, too, to keep an eye on, particularly when they play those games at Ball Arena. And the Suns have to deal with that altitude as well. And because if they have to play those kinds of minutes, and then it goes back to what we've been saying before. You saw Jokic win the MVP the last 2 years in part because he didn't have the full complement around him. And now he has that with Jamal Murray being healthy again and Michael Porter Jr. being healthy for the most part. And the last time that they had something like this was in the bubble when they were in the Western Conference Finals. So, yeah, I think Denver – it seems kind of crazy just because it's the Nuggets, but they were the one seed for a reason. And I think that if they get to the NBA Finals, I don't think it would be nearly the surprise that it would appear, at least on paper, just because obviously you have all the star power down the line in the West, but the Nuggets, they've been consistent. And I think the consistency is something that it definitely shows in the playoffs as well as in the regular season.
Last one, too, and we're talking to Brendan Stiles. He's at DB Stiles on Twitter. Scott brought up today parity in baseball, small market teams at the top of their divisions. It's been a pretty good start to baseball.
Well, I think the Rays have been a heck of a story, too, just with the way they've been able to win games, especially in the walk-off fashion they have and the run differential. But then there's also the other end of that coin, which is you look at a team like the Oakland A's, who the Cubs got done playing last week, and yikes.
The Royals and the A's are not good. The A's are moving. The Royals are getting ready to move to a – I mean, they're
right,
not moving
that,
very
that's
far.
That's just a messy situation in Oakland. But yeah, I mean, you look at Tampa, they're off to a great start. Pittsburgh's off to a solid start. Even the Minnesota Twins have looked pretty well. I was at the game last night, and they beat the Yankees rather handily. So, it's definitely there's more parity this year than there's been in the past. Although I think you still are seeing some of the same familiar teams that'll be there at the top, especially as you go deeper into the year.
Yeah, and Oakland A's going to Vegas. Boy, you put a forced air, closable roof stadium out there, people will go. But the great thing, they still might not get a lot of Oakland A's fans, but they're going to get baseball fans in there, and it'll be good for them.
Well, it'll help with their blackout because they have the same issues that Iowa has with the number of teams that they're blacked out from watching. If they get a Major League Baseball team, that'll take care of that problem.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, Vegas does it right. I mean, when they do something, they do it right. We were just out there, and they're getting ready for the Grand Prix out there. Oh, my Lord, what they're doing is crazy. But you're right with your Twins, though. They had a good start, and it's not great weather, and they've still been doing okay.
Right, and I think what might help Minnesota down the line is they appear to have a formidable 1-2-3. At the top of their rotation between Lopez, Sonny Gray, who pitched last night, and then Joe Ryan.
And it's working. All right, buddy, I appreciate it. Any chance to come in Friday?
Yeah, I can make it work.
All right, we'll just do that, and then we can talk NFL draft, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, B.
Thanks,
appreciate
B.
it.
All right,
you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen and Scott will be right back. Man, we got one segment left, and that is it. We'll be right back.
It's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Drive safe home. A little rush hour time here. Last segment of
Happy Tuesday.
It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, @HappyHour_SS, and @1700TheChamp. Facebook's @1700TheChamp as well. Twins Yankees coming up right when we get done. Have a couple commercials, get right into the pregame. That'll be a fun time, and you've got the last read, sir.
Palmer Group. Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it is even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important and challenging. Currently, there's over 500 jobs that are open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what the Palmer Group can do for you.
I like it. Okay, so one of the biggest things that I saw on social media today was the comparisons between the AFC in quarterback and the NFC in quarterback. So I'm going to kind of take your pulse rate on this. We'll start from the bottom.
The bottom.
So there's one,
the
two,
NFC or
three,
AFC.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So these are the top 10 quarterbacks that they think in both leagues and who's better. And number 10.
AFC is better.
Okay, granted, but okay. I want
right. to. So, do I win the prize?
Yes.
Is it like a stuffed doll?
Because when you see it or hear it, it really is.
You're going to start with NFC, you're going to start with AFC.
I'm going to compare both, and AFC will be first, NFC will be second.
Okay, 10, number 10 versus number 10.
Yep. Deshaun Watson, Justin Fields. Who you got? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who
I would go Deshaun Watson.
Tua Tagovailoa, Daniel Jones.
Quarterback to quarterback, I'd probably go Daniel Jones, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Tua has way more talent, but I don't think he's also not 6'4" and 225 pounds.
Right. You don't go out and go, boy, you really look good. We're going to give you points for looking really good with potential. Potential doesn't get you squat.
That's true. Russell Wilson, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
We flipping golf carts? We playing ball?
This one you're going to irritate me with, but what? Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray.
Trevor.
I would take Trevor Lawrence too, but I am
all day long
not as down on Kyler. Two of the most
we playing Call of Duty or playing NFL.
Two of the most hated athletes in the country are Kyler Murray and Trae Young with the Atlanta Hawks, and all they do is put up really big numbers, and people think they can't play. That's funny.
Okay.
True. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford.
Do you send flowers on this little love fest?
Or I do.
What? Say again.
Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, no brainer.
Herbert.
Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr. No brain.
Lamar Jackson.
Josh Allen, Kirk Cousins.
Oh,
no brain.
Josh Allen.
Joe Burrow, Jared Goff.
Wow, no these contest. Are the kept, woo, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. No contest. It's crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
And Patrick
that
Mahomes
was kind
and
Jalen. A bum fight there, if you ask me.
And Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry, I love Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts is not Patrick Mahomes.
Well, no.
So I mean, they won every one, except for you didn't like Russell Wilson over Geno. That's the only one that you. That is dominating.
Russell Wilson?
No, 10 quarterbacks on that side against the 10 on this side. And you're wondering why the AFC has been winning Super Bowls.
Man, why did Aaron Rodgers go to the Jets? I mean, that's the AFC.
It is.
Now he's got to work for it.
And it's still cold and it's still snowy. I don't understand.
Well, but like
it's not
B
California.
Said, I like what B said, though. I mean, you go and he's used to the cold. I mean, it's those things. Yeah. But you got to play Miami in Miami. It was 100-some on the field.
Yeah,
it was, in this first few games, and that was dropping people.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Oh, it was my Ravens. That game, I mean, they were up big and came. But who was the team that by the end of the game, all the guys were just leaning on each other from both teams,
right.
Going, "We just got to get off the field. Can we go home?"
It's
so
spicy. On
so
the
there are 32 teams in the
NFL.
There's
12 other quarterbacks they didn't talk about.
Right. So I mean, and you would think that. The AFC would win in a normal time, right? They would win. If how many did you say? There were 32, there's 10, so 22, right?
No, we had 10 and 10, there's 20. 20 there's 12 other quarterbacks
12 other
they didn't
quarterbacks.
Talk about.
So you would think at worst they would split 6-6 of the bad quarterbacks or less than quarterbacks. That's huge. I mean, and people were saying that when these quarterbacks were looking for places to go. Why would you want to go to the AFC?
Right.
Or, you know, go to the NFC where you have bigger shots of, I mean, I can't believe that everybody thinks that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. I guess I get it. He made the Super Bowl. I don't trust you. Trust Dak Prescott. Travis doesn't trust Dak Prescott. He's a Cowboy fan.
I'm not a Dak Prescott fan.
I think I trust Jared Goff over a lot of these guys.
But, you know, I like Tony Romo, and he just won a Celebrity Open golf outing.
He did.
So obviously,
you like Tony Romo.
He is a champion.
So you like Tony. You like Tony Romo, and everybody else is turning on Tony Romo.
Nah,
I don't like that. I think he's great.
I'd have burgers and beers with that dude.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. Here's a really so the Packers, they're trying to figure out who won this trade.
Right.
The New York Jets were in trouble. If the Green Bay, if Aaron Rodgers would have just said 2 days ago, you know what, guys, love it, love all the fanfare, everything, blah, 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 I'm retiring. The Jets are screwed because they have nothing.
Because Aaron Rodgers walks away from fanfare. Yeah, exactly. excuse me, I'm on the toilet. Could you move the spotlight over here, please?
Right. But Green Bay, from all this and a couple other things they've done, they have $54 million in cap space. They have 6 picks in the first 2 rounds over the next 2 seasons. Now, if I trusted the Green Bay's hierarchy of people making those draft picks and using that money wisely, which I don't think that they've done, and I think that was one of the bickerings of Aaron Rodgers and all that. But I think the thing that Aaron Rodgers is going to miss, and I think the Green Bay Packers are going to enjoy. I think the Green Bay Packers have a really good, young, talented offensive group.
I'll tell you right now.
Alan Lazard leaving hurt them, though. They have that leadership.
But they're going to draft some young talent. Yep. Like you said, LaFleur gets to do what LaFleur wants to do finally, right?
Right, because he's never had a chance.
Now. I'll tell you this right now, and you can play this back later. They are going to split. Green Bay is going to win one, and Chicago is going to win one. They're going to split with Chicago,
no.
And they're going to split with Minnesota. I think they're going to go 0-2 against Detroit. They will. I think that they. If somebody asked me, I would lean towards at least 6 wins, if not 7, out of Green Bay.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Another one that I missed on. I did not understand this. So Ime Udoka has agreed to be the Houston Rockets coach.
Right. Which he was the.
I thought he would wait and take a little bit better job than that. I thought Nick Nurse fits better.
Right. Well, I was
with no baggage. Emmy has some baggage. I mean, that's the reason he's not coaching where he was coaching.
Right. He had some his bag of scruples because he slept up the ladder, it sounds like, or whatever. Yeah. But
the Boston Celtics would be a lot better coaching than the Houston Rockets, but I think the Boston Celtics are good as well.
Well, but it's funny. It's
you're going to have other job openings. Nick Nurse is not going to be unemployed. I can guarantee you that.
Well, Houston had to feel pretty good. I mean, if they had the choice between Nick Nurse and the former
I
need a phonetic chart.
And he was coach of the year
in the conference semifinals. You and I will actually, during the game, this, yep. I guarantee it. We'll watch it, and then all the way up to the finals, then it becomes...
Then it's different.
It's not just us. I hear so many people say that. It's, I'm adjusting myself, getting my... It's kind of like, I'm getting my drink and my chips, getting ready. As soon as the semifinals hit, then I'm going to start watching.
I think they should knock some of the teams down. I think the first round should be the best of five, and then go best of seven. I think they play too many games. They play too many meaningless games.
I think that's adorable. I don't think you will ever have that happen because of money.
Yeah, but it dilutes the product, and even though they're still making a lot of money, if they see that's the thing they always look at, right? Is yes, we want to play more games because we want more money, but you dilute the program,
right?
And then you miss people. Right. Not that they care that they miss you and I
but
in
now,
some of these
now
early
they're putting
games.
In the contracts that they have to play 65% or whatever it is. Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that you have to play. You know, the NFL doing that where it's you're not a best of anything. You get a game.
Right.
I like that they expanded the playoffs because that brought a lot of parity into the NFL. I hate the fact
you also would like them to not play as many MLB games. That's never
happen. It's horrible. And you know who has it the worst? I don't like the fact that NHL has to play as much. Did you watch those guys?
Yeah.
I mean, that is not an easy thing. I don't understand that at all. But yeah, you're never going to get under 162 games. By the time we have grandkids out there, they'll be playing 220 games. Listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back. NFL Drive.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 17.